Welcome back to this week's episode of the Amaru Podcast. Welcome back. So, this lovely week, I would like to take turns a little bit. So, I keep saying, a lot of these conversations I'm having here are really an extension of conversations I already have with my community over on my Instagram account. And one of the mamas on that account asked me if I would talk about in this week's episode how I prepared for the birth of my child and also how I survived the first 3 months of new motherhood. Now, I think it makes so much more sense to break those discussions up into two podcast episodes just because of how much I want to say about these things. So this week's episode, I'm going to talk just about preparing for the birth of my child. Now, you know, this podcast is about supporting you get past obstacles, insecurities, fears, things that get in the way of you, where you are right now and where you would like to be. And I was trying to reconcile in my mind how to kind of bring those two things together, you know, talking about motherhood and also talking about building the life of our dreams and the obstacles, right, that get in the way of that. And you know what I realized in my reflection is that birthing, the things that actually supported me and are supporting me in this journey and that prepared me for the birth are actually things that can also support us in the birthing and the starting of the dreams on our hearts. So let's explore that. So how do we prepare for birth? I'll tell you, gosh, there's so many things. So one of the things I did to prepare for the birth of my child was sign up for birth preparation classes. So my husband and I, you know, signed up at the hospital where we're going to give birth. And we had these evenings where we learned from experts. So we had the midwife, I was going to say doula, but I'm not sure if we had one. We had different specialists that supported us in a group setting, classes explaining what contractions actually are, what the stages of labor look like, especially as first-time parents. That was just something that I knew very, very, very little about. So one way that I prepared for the birth was getting educated, understanding what to anticipate. And when I look back, I think that that's probably some of the most valuable things. I mean, was the class we took the best preparation? No, I think it fell short in some ways. But the general idea of preparing, investing, whether that is money or time or effort, energy, but really taking acknowledgement of the fact that, hey, I'm about to step into new territory. I'm about to experience something that I don't have experience doing. And if I want to survive this experience, or if I want to do this well, whatever that means, if I want to have a more pleasant experience of this new experience, I need to educate myself about what to expect. So that, honestly, that knowledge is power, they say, and I have to tell you, it really, really is true. Something that I know I struggled with a lot in my pregnancy journey was how ill-prepared I felt for a lot of the changes and the experiences that I had, because I just didn't know about it. And so it hit so much harder, and I ended up battling lots of feelings of like, wait, am I alone? Is something wrong with me? Because I didn't know that what I was experiencing is something that a lot of women experience. I think that's what turned me into an advocate for mamas. Is just I think we downplay the motherhood experience so much, and I think a lot of moms don't get the credit they deserve. I think a lot of moms don't allow themselves acknowledge just the traumas involved in this life's transition. And so education, getting educated, learning is so, so, so important. Knowledge is power. And I mean, so I'll tell you a little story about how I did this a little bit, even for the life that I live right now. So I don't know how else to put this, but just say that since I was a kid, and more so, well, since I was a kid, really, since I was a kid, I had this feeling in my heart that I was special. And, you know, I can explore a bit more where that comes from or where that came from. I'm still really understanding it more and more as I go along my life's journey. But I just had this huge conviction that I was special and that I would have some kind of acknowledgement one day, you know, like I would have some kind of attention and acknowledgement one day in my life. I didn't know when, and in many ways, I think I thought it was sooner than later. And in some ways, I really still believe that. I really, really believe that I'm headed for just some kind of greatness and acknowledgement and recognition. I really, really feel that. And so it's so strange. So I had this strong feeling as a child around that. And of course, this was, you know, battled and coupled with other realities, like the fact that we grew up not very well to do, and the fact that, I mean, a lot of the things I felt internally did not match the reality of my life, but I just had this huge conviction, I had this huge sense. And so in my teenage years, when we got to live in Nairobi for the first time, just before I went on to live and study in New York City, way before I knew that would even be a possibility, I remember being obsessed with E! Channel, because I wanted to understand the lives of famous people, like the mistakes they made, how they talked about themselves in interviews. I mean, that's something that's so strange, but started such a long time ago, is reading interviews of like famous people and how they talk about themselves and their stories and how they got there. I've always been obsessed with that for some reason, and not just from the perspective of being amazed at their life stories, but also thinking, whoa, when I'm famous one day, when I'm super successful, what are some mistakes I can avoid that people I look up to or people who've had this kind of attention and acknowledgement and success, what are some things that they acknowledge now of things that they feel like they could have done better? Can I learn from that? And I felt so delusional. I felt so delusional, thinking and feeling that way. And it's so crazy to think. I mean, I'm not yet there, you know. I'm very far away from there in the present time, but I really, really, in many ways I'm also very close to there. This is so awkward. It's so funny just hearing myself say this out loud. Somehow feels awkward, but you guys, I made a vow. I don't know if I made this vow out loud, but I made a vow to be just relentlessly honest and vulnerable on this podcast. And so I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to honor that vow. I'm destined for greatness, you guys. I feel it. I feel it in ways I cannot describe. I know that I am called for a lot of influence. And so I take that calling upon my heart very, 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 very seriously. And one of the ways that I have been preparing, and I still prepare for that, is educating myself. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been having this overwhelming sense of this feeling that a breakthrough is super close by. And so all of a sudden I'm reading books about tech, all of a sudden I'm buying books on impact investing. It's crazy. It's just any second I have by myself, I'm discovering these books. I keep going to this secondhand store and just going to their bookstore section, because I can't afford to buy in this season. I can't really afford to buy so many books, and books cost a lot, especially the really good ones. But I discovered this secondhand store that has in the basement this library and this book selection, and there's got to be somebody who has big dreams like I do, or who is just in a space of influence, because I keep finding books that I'm just like, oh my god, yes, I need to read this book. And you know, because you're really at the mercy of books that people give away or resell. But there's been a couple of people whose libraries I absolutely would covet, who have for some reason sold or donated their books to this store. And so my library has been growing. I've bought books by Brené Brown. I bought a book the other day called Lean In. I've bought a book on playing big. Right now I'm reading Steve Jobs's biography, and it's just so inspiring. And anyways, so I'm preparing I'm preparing. I don't just view all this reading as leisure or fantasy. No, I'm actually preparing. I feel like there's things I need to know that are going to be really important in the dreams that I desire to build, the dreams on my heart. And so a way that I'm preparing for the birth of my next dream is educating myself. And so I really want to encourage you, whether it's for whatever that dream looks like, whether it's starting a new course of education, whether it's starting a new job, whether it's birthing a baby, hey, educate yourself. Learn the things that you can learn to shorten the learning curves where you can. Learn the things that will help you, that will save you the stress and the anxiety and the heartache that comes from ignorance. That honestly, that's a big part of what I attribute my pregnancy depression to, was just how ignorant I was about how absolutely dark pregnancy can be. And so now being, I think, postpartum in some strange way, now the first 3 months of my pregnancy, in some strange way, even though they've been so hard, gosh, my husband will tell you, I've struggled and continue to struggle in seasons, a bit less than others. But I think I still, you know, so I'm not struggle proof, I still struggle. But I have to say that I feel so much more equipped for the struggles I have now than I did for the struggles I had in my pregnancy. Because after I started to crawl out of that dark hole, I started educating myself. And that kind of leads into the next thing, is I created community. Now, whether you're creating it or you're joining it or you're finding it or pursuing it, community is a huge, 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 huge thing that I have found very, very supportive in just preparing to birth my baby. The Mama's Circle was birthed just a few months before my baby was born. And just the community that I discovered through the Mama's Circle and continue to create there has been such a huge support in birthing not just my son, but birthing myself as a mother. This birth, yeah, it's a birth of a mother when a child is born, is the community, knowing that I'm not alone, having a community to turn to when I hit a wall, being able to ask, hey, how do you navigate this? In recent times, we created, at the time of this recording, we now have a WhatsApp group that was such a great idea of one of the community members as well. And now we have this WhatsApp group community. And just this morning, there were all of these conversations around how do you navigate anxiety when you have to leave your child and go back to work. And this mama reached out with a question and was just met with so many responses by different other mamas, different things that she could do, things that have worked for them. And so just the value in community, you know, education is one thing, but also having the community to do life with in real time. How does this feedback into pursuing and birthing our dream and surviving, really, like the first months of building the dream, is community. You know, as iron sharpens iron, I think if you don't have people who are like-minded, if you don't have people who are on that journey of growing dreams with you, it's difficult to survive and live the course of building that dream, because discouragement is a real thing. It is lonely. Being a vision builder is so, so, so lonely. If you've ever created something, if you're on the journey of creating, building a business, building a community, realizing whatever kind of vision you do have on your heart, you probably know what I mean. I bet you know what I mean. It can be so, so, so lonely. It can be so lonely. It can be a really, really lonely place. And within that loneliness, if you do not get adamant and intentional about creating community, a support system, an ecosystem that feeds you, that nurtures you, that fuels your dream and fuels your drive, keeps you going, picks you up when you're down. If you don't have that ecosystem and those structures, you're going to give up on the dream. It's not going to live. And bringing that back to motherhood, I was on the verge of a bit of a breakdown this week on Monday, and I got the day off. Gosh, I'm so thankful for my husband, you guys. I have such a great partner. Anyway, so I was on the verge of a breakdown. It was a day that, yeah, that's another story, but I was on the verge of a breakdown. And so, you know, I just gave our son to my partner and went out, and during that day of just like exploring, he's like, hey, take time for yourself. As I was doing that, I had this light. I was on the computer again. I don't know if, yeah, oh my gosh, I'm having so many different thoughts right now. But I did some work because I'm still learning how to rest, but I really need this right now. And so I was doing some work for the Mama Circle and just vision casting for the future and exploring things that, just exploring what the next season of the Mama Circle looks like. And so I came across this organization that advocates for awareness around maternal suicide. And I was just hit. I was hit by the statistics around how many mothers take their lives away. And as somebody who in the past has struggled with just suicidal thoughts at different stages of my life, it hit me so hard, especially right now, being in a space now where I have a support system, I have a community, I have a lot of gatekeepers for my will to live. Like, I don't know if that's a correct way to put it, but I have a lot of guards, you know, guarding my reason to be alive. I have a lot of support structures right now in place that I'm not suicidal right now, I'll tell you that. But I understand, I completely empathize with suicidal ideation, and just I completely empathize and understand that firsthand, what things can drive to that. And reading about maternal suicide rates, just, it's something it hit me so hard. And I just started thinking about how, oh my gosh, you know, I know this mamas in our community who've struggled and have opened up privately to me about it, and I know how I struggled in my pregnancy even with suicidal thoughts. And I was thinking about how if you know, if you're in that space and you don't have the ecosystem, the community around you saying, hey, it gets better, hey, I'll hold your hand, hey, look, you're not alone, hey, we can do this together, if you don't have just these different support systems and protection and just support, if you don't have community, even in the journey of birthing yourself as a mother, birthing your child, the first months of pregnancy, the first months of motherhood, if you don't have these support systems, hey, like, you can die. And that's really, really tragic, because I believe this so deeply on my heart, that if you're listening to this, I really, really believe that every single human on the face of the earth is gifted, just wildly, incredibly gifted, and called to a unique purpose, to serve a unique group of people in a way that only they can. I really, really, really believe that. And I believe that you have a purpose, you have a dream that's worth pursuing, and you have a reason that's worth living for, your existence. I believe that you deserve to be here, and that you have a calling, and there's people whose betterment is linked to your existence. There's people whose lives will be better because you live and you exist. And so it is just such a calling on my heart to support you, to A, realize, open your eyes, have an awakening to that realization that, hey, you are called to something incredible, whatever that looks like, whether it's back of house or front of house. You know, I worked in the service industry for a while in restaurants in New York City, and you know, you have the people you see, that you know, I was a hostess for years. So you have people who welcome you at the door. You have the servers who take your order. You have the bussers who clean the table. But there's people you never see, who without whom this can never run. You have the chefs in the background. You have the people cleaning, the people doing the dishes, doing the dishes in the back. You have people doing inventory. You have the delivery people making sure the food is delivered. You have the managers. You have so many different people involved in just making any business in any industry run. And so whether your calling is on the front stage, something that we see, everyone's going to see, or whether your calling is in the back of house, you know, doing the stuff without the chefs, without the cooks, without the people doing the dishes, the restaurant cannot run. Most people think a restaurant is just limited to the servers, or maybe the chef, because you're eating, it seems obvious, but there's so many other rules without which restaurants cannot run. And the same can be said of so many different industries. So when I'm saying you're called to greatness, maybe it doesn't look like speaking on a stage. Maybe it looks like making sure the stage is set up and the lights are on. I don't know, whatever it is. I really, really believe that you have a calling that's so grand and so important. And I feel that it is my calling in turn to support you to realize that, and to support you to realize that, to make that a reality, to become aware of it, and then hopefully where I can give you the tools, or give you access to tools and support systems that inspire you and that support you and equip you to make that dream a reality. That was a lot. That was a lot, but I needed to just go on today and share this. So just two ways I would share with you today on how you can prepare for birthing your dreams, and how you can survive the early stages of what that dream looks like, whether it's the birth of your child or the birth of the vision on your heart, or whether it is both. I just want to say, number one, educate yourself. It's so important. Educate yourself, learn, get a coach, get a mentor, enroll in learning, read books, whatever that learning looks like for you, have conversations, but educate yourself, dedicate time, energy, money if you have to, resources towards educating yourself, because knowledge is power. And that knowledge will save you so much heartache and so much. It will save you so much. And alongside with education, I would highly, highly recommend community. Community, there's just no price on community. When it's the right community, ecosystems are incredible. When you have the right community, it's unbelievable what you can achieve. This and what you can endure. This right now I'm reading Steve Jobs's biography, and just in the early pages the author talks about how this is way before Apple, way before, this is when Steve was still yeah, I guess in his early teenage, there was a neighbor who got him into this like, it was every Tuesday evenings where they got to be part of this club where they could learn from people at HP. Now I'll have to like check my notes and give you more details, but it was community. It was being, I was just thinking about what that meant, him being able to go back every Tuesday evening and listen to this high level executives, listen to these people who eventually, I really believe in some ways shaped the path of the things that he was able to achieve in his life later on. It was community. I just keep seeing that. I see that far too often. People behind anybody you admire, there's an ecosystem, there's a structure, there's a community, whatever that looks like, there's a cycle that's feeding more of that, that's birthing what you see. And so I want to challenge you, are you part of a community that nurtures and sustains and inspires and feeds into your dream? Are you part of a community that's going to support you in the early stages of being a mom? Do you have that? Because it gets lonely. It gets so lonely, you guys. And loneliness can be a very, very dangerous place. And so, hey, with that, that's it for this week. I would really, really appreciate it if you liked, subscribed, followed, rated, and reviewed this podcast. I really believe in the message of this podcast, and if you do too, I ask you to just rate and subscribe, because that's going to help the algorithms and, you know, just show it to more people and say, hey, this is worth listening to. And therefore, hopefully, it can be listened to by people who really, really need to listen to this, and hopefully get to support them and just accomplishing this vision on my heart of supporting you to get to where, of supporting lovers, dreamers, and vision builders to building the life of their dreams and getting to where they know deep inside they're called to be. Hey, with all my heart, until the next one, Amara Kung.